All right. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, and you are mixing with Moni. Okay. Happy holidays. I am in a daze right now as I have been burning the candle from both ends, but it's fine because we're here. We have so much to talk about and discuss. And I'm putting this out because right now, because the holidays are approaching, and while you're either hiding from people you don't really want to celebrate with, but somehow you have agreed to spend time with, or you're prepping for the people that you do want to celebrate with, and you just need a little something to get you through while you sneak a couple shots of the brandy or the whiskey or whatever it is that you're cooking with, but you gotta just take a little bit for yourself. That's fine. I want to give you a little something to munch on while you're doing that. And what better thing to do than Housewives, duh. Like, so much has gone on. This is truly some of the best Housewives television that has been produced ever, including, the sleeper hit Girls Trip, Ultimate Girls Trip on Peacock. I am covering that on the Patreon. The first three episode recap is up. It is delicious. This show is way better than I thought, and I'm very excited about it. So please head on over to Patreon if you want to listen to that. But we must discuss in very important things, and that is what we are here to do today. And obviously, I need a brain amongst experts and a opinion amongst opinions. And boy, does she have them! And I just thought to just keep it in the spirit of cooking Thanksgiving and things and all that. Keep it spicy, keeping it flavorful. And that is why I have Taria Faison here from the What Else Is Going On podcast. And I'm so excited to have you back. Welcome back, Taria.
Moni is now family, guys. She has been inducted into the Faison family, her and her mother. I love her. I told Moni when she comes calling, I come running.
No, like y'all, it's a lot of y'all loved. Like when I posted it on Instagram, they loved. I have people who were like, I love this. Taria and my mom hit it off instantly. It was just fine because me and Taria's daughter, her daughter was doing my hair. That's what happened. Her daughter does amazing braiding work and extension work and just amazing hair in general. She's truly knowledgeable and so passionate about her craft. And she is honestly too affordable if you ask me. So if you're in apparently like the Mid East Coast range, because y'all, she travels. Like, let me know and I will have hook you up because she's fantastic. And while she was doing my hair, we invited Taria to come over because she lives
No,
far from my
they didn't invite
mom.
me. They threatened me pretty much.
Yeah, we like bombarded her. We were like calling her, like, hello. Hello, like her daughter. She called her daughter. Her daughter called her. I called her, like, hello. And she was, of course, recording because she takes her craft very seriously too. But she comes over, y'all. We were taking shots and drinking the wine and
No,
eating
I was supposed to
pizza
leave.
and
I left like an hour
talking.
later, right?
Yes, she was like, I can only stay until like 4:30. She left at like 6:15. It was great. It was
We had
such
a
a
good
great
time.
time.
Can I tell you that
Yes.
shot kept me warm? I wasn't even cold when I walked outside. I said, oh, yeah.
Listen, it'll keep you warm. My mama is a party animal, and she's a very fun woman. She actually is a cool mom, and
And
I
wise.
love
She's
her.
wise,
And
though.
now people understand why I like hanging out. Like, I'm at my mom's all the time. Like, I'm not going nowhere. I only leave when she kicks me out. Otherwise, I will be with her until the end of my days. And my
Your mom
fiance
had me
is
twerking
more
in the hallway.
obsessed. Right. Like my fiance Maya is more obsessed with my mom than I am. And my mom is more obsessed with Maya than she is
Then
with me.
she's with
Though
you.
she loves me, she is obsessed with Maya. So it's just a y'all
Tell
happy. I'm about to
Maya
have my
I'm
mom on the
coming for her
podcast
spot.
one
Tell
day.
Maya I'm coming for her spot.
I'm about to have my mom on the podcast one day with all this tea. She would watch it
would
and be like,
be.
wild.
Oh, and
My
then you
mom
know.
has seen like two and a half episodes of Housewives ever, like always, like of all the franchise ever. And they've been the ones that like I've like forced her
Okay.
to watch. And the only one she's seen all the way through start to finish is New York last year when they were in the Hamptons and they were
Okay.
going nuts. And they were like the tiki torches and the vibrator and the chicken and everything. My mom, I always initially like New York because they're women of a particular age. So they're around
Okay.
her age, especially like pre-Ebony. Like it was just Leah was probably the youngest one. They were
Yep.
all around her age, out there still getting it, dipping it, doing it, doing their thing.
Right.
And she wanted to see that. And I knew she would like to see that. So she really liked that episode and she found it hysterical. And the only other thing she's seen is like a scene out of Potomac season two when Monique is rapping at the Willard. And it's one of my favorites. Because that's the moment where she is rapping at the Willard in high tea. And it's very funny. But also, that's when Giselle goes, so you don't have a home? She goes, I have four homes. So I'm not homeless. I'm home full.
And I don't think Monique in that instance, it was like, oh, that's shade. I think Monique was just answering the question. And, you know, I mean, I'm not her biggest fan. And I don't think that she was being shady. I think she was like, I have four homes. Like, what do you mean?
And
like,
I was hoping she was shady. It was
you, right.
But wait, I was like, oh.
Can I take y'all back for a minute? For the listeners that don't know, if you've never watched Coming to America, I don't know why my brain puts these together, Moni. Every time someone mentions Monique rapping at the Willard, I immediately go, my name is Peaches and I'm the best. And all the DJs like to feel my breath. Here you go.
She did it coming to America. That's so funny. Like, and that's probably which vibe she was going for.
She was beautiful while rapping, though. They got so uptight about that. I was like, I mean,
it was wild. I was even like, wait, is this?
Did your butt clench a little bit? Yeah.
But I like awkward moments like that. I'm fine with that. So
it's probably like the time my girlfriend, we used to work together. I love her so much. Next time I talk to her, I got to ask what she remembers. Years ago, and she was always, I am who I am no matter where I go. I ain't doing the code switching, blase. So we worked together. She stands in the hallway, and I had got promoted, so I worked at the end with all white folks, and all the black people were in customer care. She stands at the end of the hall and goes, I'm gonna say the appropriate word, I'm not gonna say. She yelled, what's up, my? I said, get in my office and shut the door now.
Get in my office and shut.
Girl, everything clenched on my body. I said, don't you ever. I said, do you understand where we're at right now?
And that is exactly probably how they felt.
They felt, yeah.
Red is like so old. Like, it's not even like a race thing at the Willard. They're all just old. Like, it's high tea at one of the
at the Willard
hotels.
Right.
Like, nobody there is even Monique's age. Like, this is the youngest group they've ever seen. So.
They weren't ready
for that energy, that action.
Look, where I worked at, they would be the ones saying, I'm offended. I'm going to write a letter. It's not even about you. But
write
okay.
A letter then. Speaking of letters, it has nothing to do with letters at all. But speaking of letters,
who's going to be Jen's pen pal?
It's not going to be Stewart. I'll tell you that. I mean, it's so crazy because we're watching what's happening on Salt Lake City. And that's really the bread and butter of why we're here. Because Potomac is doing okay. I know I'm confused about what to talk about because half of y'all are like, oh, I like the episode with Nikki. I always thought it was going to be filler. I really didn't care. But then the rest of y'all are like, I don't really want to celebrate a person who like victimizes further sexual assault victims and all that. And I get everything. I understand me that too. As well. I also just am not a barb. Like, I'm a stan of, and you can only stan one person at a time. And I'm already in the beehive. She collected me very quick. Beyonce's been around forever. So what do you want? I can't do too many at a time. So I'm just not a barb. So I don't really like, I'm not excited one way or the other. I do think her husband is terrible. So I'm just like, and I'm just like, why are you married to a terrible person with a cute baby? I don't know. Other than they have the cute baby.
It's almost like when you have people that don't look like us that say they can watch Ramona and put aside what she does in their head for the sake of entertainment.
Oh, that's a good point.
So it's like, oh, well, since
you
want to
know something?
Her,
that makes me feel actually really good then, because a lot of y'all were in my DMs like, I turned it off. I will not be supporting. We need to have somebody else do it. I don't care how good she was as the reunion host. And then someone offered some great alternatives like Karamo and Kiki Palmer. And I was like, that's interesting because Kiki has been a good host. She hosted her own show back in the day on BET. And then she was also the host of like the 15th hour of Good Morning America or something like that. Yes. Like, because they like to stay on for like hours and it's like GM3 or something like that. It's like 11 to 10. I'm like, isn't the purpose of Good Morning America? It's like 6 a.m., 7 a.m.
Yeah,
why are they on at 11?
Like, yes, it's like, it's time for, where's Wendy?
Exactly. But she was a host on there, and she did a great job with Sarah, what's her name, and Michael Strahan. And
yep.
I'm like, and she was on Watching Happens Live, and people loved her on there.
I loved, and I think, and she had, I the thought ability she could do to be a good job. Me too. I think she really could separate.
I think so too. I think she loves mess, and that's what I like about Kiki. I actually think she watches Housewives and stuff a lot of the way that I do. I appreciate the art of what it is to be a housewife.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can even appreciate Jen being delusional beyond, like, I don't get sickened in my stomach that she's coming back to the show, because I think it's really going to dig that grave.
Yes.
It's going to lock the door on the cell, her being back on that show. It is not, I mean, if Erica couldn't do it, I don't think anybody can do it, because Erica really went back on that show and she said things she should not have said. And she thought she was doing herself a lot of favors. And yes. I think Jen's going to do the same thing, but 10 times worse.
And bury her, especially when she's the one being charged. At least even then, Erica wasn't being charged. Yeah, it's like, exactly. You are the one being charged. I'm with you as far as not feeling sickened. And sometimes I question myself and say, well, why don't you? And I feel like, because for me, everything goes back to Housewives and everything goes back to living in the real world. We've navigated different types of things in life. So I've become desensitized to so much. Unfortunately, I can recognize something, right?
Right.
But also not let it impact me in such a way that it incapacitates me as I've been before. So it's like,
right.
Okay, I get it. She's coming back to TV. And it's funny to watch her literally joke, should we get Kim Kardashian? Are you for real?
Kim wouldn't touch your face with a 15-foot pole. She goes after people she thinks she can actually help. And who are not beyond help.
And
okay?
you're
beyond help, honey.
To watch her cry and say, you know, she felt because she did this to her family. Girl,
Let's back up. I can't get there yet. My brain is gonna like explode, because that was hard for me. That whole this whole season, I'm like I'm both riveted and excited, and like I don't even know what to feel other than like I'm genuinely like my mouth is agape, and I'm just what, like everything is a what, like okay, what is happening? I need time to process. I actually brought it up to my therapist, but that's another conversation for a different day. I was just really stressed by it. So did you see Potomac last night? Are you up to date on all three parts?
I am.
Did it need to be four? Because here's my thing, someone recently told me part two of any reunion is always filler if there's more than two parts. So then it begs the question, do we even need more than two parts for any of them? Because it doesn't really seem to make a difference. And I understand, like, and I told everybody, Nikki's gonna come, and then we're gonna, like, the reunion.
That's what I said.
The Nikki episode, like.
Yes. This. Yeah. That's, I literally was like, they're giving it four because Nikki's gonna take one. Like that, right. I have a hot take. I didn't think that season of Atlanta needed to be four. We could have cleared that up quicker than four.
Okay, so I just actually recently rewatched all four parts of the season 9 reunion. And what I will say, because I was talking to Kendrick about this, because that was the only time I ever thought that we needed four parts. And I've heard people be like, no, hot take is I don't think even that one needed to be four parts.
Oh.
What I will say is that's probably the only reunion I've ever seen where two wasn't a filler. Because of how loaded every part was, in order for them to wrap it up, it wasn't gonna happen apparently any other hour but the fourth.
Okay.
So, and I could understand why people would feel like we never need four part. It is very fatiguing, but I also challenge people to go back and rewatch
that
season's four part reunion, because oh my god.
And it felt so heavy, probably. That's why it wasn't even like almost like the Salt Lake City episode we saw, minus some things that could have been cut out. It would be like entertaining and still riveting in a way. So, okay, I can stomach four, but maybe that felt so heavy back. So that's why it was like,
it was super heavy. There was like, they all were in such like, dire.
Shambles.
Like they were in like serious, like everybody had a problem with somebody else. So they had a lot to work through. And I remember like the first part was out the gate crazy. Second part crazy. Third part important, but we were kind of slowing down. But like, yes. If you wrapped it up at the third, it would not have been cute. Like, it would have been, we would probably not have a show the next year. So, right. The only other thing I think they could have done is make two parts, like an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes. Okay. I like that. I like that. Okay. Yeah.
We have to remember they're not doing this because they think it's like dramatic. They're doing this so they can like stretch out the ad sales people. Like, that's why. If they do four parts, they can book four basically sets of ads for each one versus two episodes.
Right. Okay.
Especially when they know it's a franchise people are going to watch. Potomac is clearing $1 million now an episode. This is the number that they were looking for. Now people are going to watch and now they can get the ad sales and things like that.
I definitely feel like it could have been not three because parts one and two were about Candace. So when Candace told Ashley, earn your check, I got what she was saying. All of y'all earn your check.
That's not all of y'all. It's actually quite funny, right? Candace is such a problem child for me because where she should bother me, the way she bothers so many other people, she doesn't.
She doesn't, me neither.
And I know why. Mainly because she rescues herself every time. Because she makes sense. In so many ways, she makes sense.
That's what I said.
I think that's what it is. And I've heard people also give that argument. What she says is usually right. Her delivery or what she packages it in is trash. But like, that is something we can work on. But she still should not be fired to me yet.
Right.
I don't feel like we're at a point yet where she should be fired because she's delivering too much of the mess. And I think that her delusion, if we could find a way to shift it to a fun delusion, I feel like we'll be okay. Because she's constantly like, I'm in the right. I don't know what you're talking about. And I love Housewives like that. It's really funny to me. They're like, it's very LVP. Like, what are you talking about? I live in
versus
my own world.
LVP would never, she would never say she said something. What I appreciate about Candace, and I had this discussion with Corey.
I said that.
People are saying Candace isn't taking accountability. Yes, she is. Y'all are looking for an apology, and that's two different things. She's not sorry for what she said. She's not sorry for her response. The issue is the other ladies aren't taking accountability for what they're doing. She's very clear. Yes, I did X, Y, and Z. Yes, I said X, Y, and Z. But people want her to apologize for it.
Right. I find it crazy that, and I will say, and where I really got upset and got off is when Giselle basically said that she would understand why Mia would hit her.
Let me tell you.
I was like, so if Mia had hit her, are y'all going to have the same intervention?
Ma'am.
Didn't you just say, and what made me mad is that it was Giselle. Like nobody else was saying it. And I honestly felt bad for Candace because that felt a little betraying to me because Giselle was like all gung ho. And that made me feel like you didn't care that Candace was hurt last year. You cared that Monique, you don't like, did it and you could get her off.
That is exactly what it was. And I thought it was funny because it was like, what one of these things is not like the other. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like I thought that as Black like women, Giselle. We can't be having the stereotype and what happened to as Black women, we have to be above and all of that.
Exactly.
Like, well, is Mia not a Black woman? Did you not want her to be above or you want her to be below? I'm very confused.
It's interesting to me how the cast and the audience were very clear in saying Candace had her hand under Monique's chin. And I say this because we've seen Mia twice. She had her hand in Wendy's face and Wendy said, get your hand out of my face. And what did Mia do? Put it back in her face and twirled it and said, it's in your face. What are you going to do about it? She had her hands on Wendy at the Reasonably Shady party. Wendy said, don't touch me. Mia tapped her again and said, what are you going to do about it? There was no outrage and no cry for her to be dragged anywhere. So I think I have a hard time with the hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy usually comes in when it is people who don't look like a Wendy. I'm sorry, who don't look like a Giselle or Robin or Mia. I have a hot take. People loved when Kenya called Nene a moose. People didn't mind people calling Kenya more whore and oatmeal pie face. But all of those women are about the same complexion. There is no Robin, there is no Giselle, there is no Ashley, there is no Mia. People are okay when New York go at each other. When Dorinda tells Tinsley she's got a turkey baster for her, and Bethany tells Luann she's a whore and a prostitute, because nobody screams.
Well, I will say at least people really did go hard on Dorinda for the turkey baster comment.
You did, because I don't see it. I see people, we love her, we want her back.
That was where they drew the line. Even Andy told her on Watch What Happens Live once. I mean, yes, she was still invited, but he did tell her like that was probably the worst thing you could say to somebody.
But do you see how people are now calling for her to come back? Like she's given grace to be forgiven. So she's giving grace.
I believe people think that because Potomac is such an ensemble cast, one does not beget the other. So if Candace wasn't there, we would be okay. And I will say, while the answer is yes, this is an ensemble cast, nobody else will do what Candace does. The same way nobody else would do what Giselle does. No one else does what Karen does. No one else does what Ashley even does. Like, there's just something about the way Potomac is structured is, to me, so genius.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's so specific to what we need on this show that even when I see certain things that I'm like, this is really problematic. Well, I'll even say to Ashley, because she was like, I don't feel like there's a colorism problem on this show.
I think it's projected
on from what, you know, happens. I would argue that you don't tend to know when it's happening.
Thank you.
Until it's already happened. And also it's sometimes still so ingrained in our culture.
Yes, it is.
Because of that divide and conquer mentality that from hundreds of years ago, that's still very fresh in our culture. I don't always think we would even recognize it, especially because there's so many different generational things happening. And what would fly for my mom's generation wouldn't fly for mine, or fly for the generation under me. Like, the lines are very blurred. And I think the best way to describe what we're seeing about how certain things fly in our culture, because we're seriously just behind the times on accepting each other and working together all the time and before the trauma happens.
Yep.
The best way and like the lightest way to put me seeing this is when you take the two Atlanta women out of Atlanta and you put them on Girls Trip.
Yep.
And for people who haven't seen it yet, Cynthia throws this Bailey Q, and it's like a shady Bailey Q. It's like all these shady things. And Kyle and some of the other women, but really Kyle is like, these questions are like, I feel so uncomfortable in 2021 voting on who has the best booty and things like that. And Cynthia's like, this is something that we've always done, and that gets on my show. And Kenya even told her, okay, we're not on our show. Like, we know what it would mean on our show because we do that for each other. We do Joan and we do Golden Dozens. And it's probably very problematic.
Yeah.
I agree. Sure. Yeah. But there is a difference of what is acceptable and then what can be perceived as acceptable. And it's without explanation.
But you see how
given up explanation.
How you said divide and conquer and how Black people working together. My issue with Kenya was, there was a better way she could have said that, because you come down late, you come down with a plate, and then you say, oh, that's not. Yeah. Well, look, when she twirled in, what got me was you saw Kyle's point. I get that too. You could have said, you know what, Kyle, Cynthia's intent really isn't bad. I know what she's doing with this. We do it in Atlanta. So Cynth, how about we maybe change the game? Cause what I'm not getting ready to do, I'm not getting ready to immediately, and I'm sorry, I'm not getting ready to jump immediately to this white woman's side when she doesn't get it. But what I am going to do is hear her and tell my Black friend, come on, let's hear her. What I'm not going to do is say, well, that's going to leave us marginalized. I'm not going to say
Think Kenya even thought of it as anything other than she's never been liked in any situation on Bravo, ever.
And that's
she's
the
been the least likable person. So now being in a situation where people like her, it could have been the entire cast of Potomac. It could have been the entire cast of New York. She longs for being loved, period.
Very true.
Because these women are finally giving her a chance on this new show, and she's the popular one and not fighting everyone to be liked, she's shocked and amazed, and she will hang Cynthia out to dry.
And unfortunately, at the expense of her friend, because I'm like, do you know they were all calling Cynthia about you?
I don't quite find it unfortunate. You know me. I don't really love a beta energy. It really stresses me out.
I got some hot takes
about betas on the Patreon right now. Y'all can go listen to that. But go ahead. Please speak about Ashley.
I was going
to
say about Ashley.
Potomac does not have, it's betas.
I'll say Mia is on the cusp because sometimes they can back her down. Like when Wendy told her, are you talking? Shut up. She shut right up. When Giselle, I said, that was one of my favorite parts. Ashley, to me, you can't fix your lips to say colorism isn't happening because you benefit from it. So of course you won't see it. Because you benefit from it. So men, when they're in the workplace and say, you have the same position as I do. What do you mean there's disparities? You benefit from it. You make more. So of course you wouldn't see it. All you see is me here beside you. So you wouldn't notice. So to me, it's such a stark contrast. And where I was going with Atlanta, all those women look the same. They can go, they can say the most gutter Uchiwali things to each other.
Oh, wow. They people laugh.
Now, look, now they said, but, and again, Moose, Oatmeal Pie Face, Kenya Moorhorn for years, New York can say the most gutter stuff to each other because they look the same and see they're on equal footing. But now you're watching Potomac and you're seeing this little dark skinned girl have her nerve to say to somebody who's more palatable, you and your forehead, you were in the audience has a problem with it, but you didn't have a problem when Marlo said to Kenya, no wonder your mama don't love you because you so mean. When she used a homophobic slur arguing with Sheree, y'all didn't have a problem with that. But if there was Robbins and Giselle's on that cast, I guarantee you there would be a problem. Anytime Nene could say, she having a buffalo, ain't she? And people...
Well, to be honest, I don't really expect people to learn the nuances of our society and race through Bravo, because Bravo doesn't do a good job presenting it. They don't mind sectioning it off and calling it like one big happy family, and they don't even know that that's what happens, because they would put Ramona in the same place as a Kenya and a Cynthia, and Ramona is probably the most problematic person.
Can you speak
next
about
to Vicky
that?
Dumbleson.
Because I thought that
most
was
the problematic person on TV.
To me, it was like a setup. It was like,
right.
Oh,
but you know
what's
great? I will say, so that I don't spoil it for people who haven't watched yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a setup for Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't think she intended it to be that way.
And I don't think she was.
Ramona is absolutely getting for a ride over there. And it is so much fun. All together are like, oh, Ramona is problematic. When I saw Kyle apologizing on behalf of Ramona, I was like, this is gonna be a problem.
Yeah, it's gonna be like you said.
I'm so sorry for her. I'm like, wow, now she's the drunk child.
I just say things. That's her thing. I just say things.
What was her tagline? It was like
something about saying things, which I think that was
it's like my intentions or something, like, girl, get out of here. But so back to Potomac, I get confused with Mia sometimes, because I'm like, you will lie, I think she pointed this out, she will lie about things that mean absolutely nothing, and so the total truth about things that are probably something that we should have, like, I don't know, taking a chaser with, or like ease me into it. I don't know. Like, she'll just like blur it out. Oh yeah, I got my clip done. Okay.
Right.
But then it'd be like, oh,
I didn't go to that restaurant.
But
you
May.
Did. I saw it.
Like,
Mia. I just wish that we got to see Mia. I mean, here you brought your mother's story, which I thought that first episode was great. But you yourself had an opioid overdose, and that's why you looked into chiropractic. Yeah.
Yeah. I
heard Stephanie talking about it with Kendrick. So I started looking up and saw this video on, what's the show in Maryland? Today Live, WW Live, something. What is the show that?
I don't know.
Like, like whatever Michael Darby and Ashley were on that year when they were all watching.
Good Day DC.
Good Day DC. So I'm pretty sure that was it. And she was talking about it. And she said she got into cotton. And then now part of me is like, I don't even know if that's true because you lied. But she said she got into that because she had to seek an alternative way to manage her pain from opioids. And I thought that would be a powerful story to share, especially, you know, my story, injured in an accident. If it wasn't for you and Maya, I would probably still be injured, not going to the chiropractor. And my doctor kept just wanting to give me pain pills. Here.
I'm like, why didn't Mia go to it? But my thing is, though, like, Green is not a chiropractor. That's my only thing.
Exactly. So she's not.
It's weird that the representation that we're getting on Bravo for chiropractic is Mia, who's not one, and Dewey, who's terrible as a human.
Exactly.
So it doesn't even matter what he is as a chiropractor, because I don't trust you as a human. So,
and for the people who want to talk about chiropractors, I'm a living witness. I went to physical therapy, certified in quotes, physical therapy for 6 months. And by the time I left, I still could not drive longer than 30, 35 minutes without my neck swelling up, without my back being in pain. Moni and Maya gave me a chiropractor recommendation. I went, the chiropractor x-rayed me. The chiropractor x-rayed me. My neck was full of whiplash. My spine wasn't mobile. It was stiff. So every impact I had hit my spine, and my hips were uneven in the x-ray. I've never felt better in my life. So like you said, the misrepresentation of chiropractors, it's kind of whack because, well, it is.
Yeah, because she doesn't know that, because there aren't many. Yeah. I mean, not good ones. They're most, if not all, chiropractors will not tell you they are a physician. They're the same kind of doctor as like a pharmacist. Like,
yes,
pharmacists can't even prescribe medicine, but they give medicine.
Thank you.
There is, or like even what's the other one? Like getting a PhD, like Dr. Wendy. Like they're an expert in their field. Their field just also have, or honestly, DPT, being a physical therapist. They're a doctor of physical therapy. Like that is same thing. They're not an orthopedic surgeon or orthopedic doctor who can prescribe you bunches of medicine, but they're a specialized field, and that is what they're good at. The representation is just trash. So that's why we're not trusting them, because Dewey is what we have, and Mia.
Thank
who
you.
Is like, I wish. I mean, it's fine, because like Mia is just, she's a businesswoman. That's what she is. That's her whole thing. And I actually liked learning more about her story, her mom, and even her husband, because I think G is interesting. I don't know if I'm interested,
but he's interesting.
You know, like
what turned me off from G? Not even the licking of the tongue, the messing with Ashley.
No, that was hilarious. Karen handled it beautifully.
So good. She said,
Karen was like, no.
What threw me was, where's the white woman on a cast full of beautiful black women, sir?
Right.
I said, okay.
I mean, to me, I'm like, if you're on Potomac and you're a man, like if I'm thinking me as if I were a cisgendered heterosexual black man, because that would be my body in another body, Potomac would be my ideal place.
I'm running through all of them. Smacking them all down.
I am not a cisgender heterosexual man. I am absolutely a homosexual woman. And I'm like, Potomac is like, to me, the state, they are gorgeous.
Can
like,
I tell you,
every
Robin,
single one
I
of
would
them,
be like that one right there. Come here.
Like even on the at the reunion, I am like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Like everyone looks so good gorgeous. That it hurts. Mm-hmm. Whenever they pan the couch that Candace and Ashley on, and they're fighting each other, I'm almost just like, just stay there, because they're both so pretty that I'm like, this is the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. Can y'all just be friends? Because you're so pretty.
Well, I had lost my mind briefly, and it was funny because, you know, when your followers really start getting to know you and your voice, I had tweeted that I want and posted I want Ashley and Candace to link up and be on the opposite side of this green eye bandit. My followers were like, are you okay? Is this you? Has something happened to you?
That's funny.
About that, Candace, Ascala, full-time. Candace, Ascala, Ashley, have Wendy split down the middle. Giselle, Karen, and Robin maybe kind of going back and forth.
Ashley and Candace even got together, we are in for the rudest awakening. I feel like we could renew Potomac for 10 years. We could do a Kardashian like blanket renewal where they were like, okay, next 10 seasons, because that would be insane. If they knew their power together.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're better
Wonder
together
Twins
than
activate.
They are separate, because Candace is a nightmare. I would never want to spar against her for the rest of my life. Like you are everything I would never want to fight with. And I'm happy that you do it on a cast that has nothing to do with me.
Goes back
but
to the dozens.
It's so messy.
Yes.
She would be like, let's bring it up. Candace, take it away. It would be so good. I can't even think about it too long.
Ashley could bring it up, and then when they come at Ashley, Candace would cut them straight down. She would look, she would just take them off at the neck. This would be my ideal, especially.
It'd be so good.
It gets me. It's funny to literally watch Giselle back herself into her own lie and just go in circles. Like, I will say,
Giselle
last night,
perform at reunions like she's supposed to. She's great on TV, but she's not good. Like, she's like
at a reunion,
really withdrawn.
Yes, that's yes. She's not even there. Like she told Candace, you're not there.
Right. When she said that she didn't cry over her husband cheating on her, her husband boyfriend, Andy was like, me. We were confused. We were like, huh?
That's why I didn't believe that cry about her kids and Karen.
And I'm like, huh?
I believe she.
That means you didn't ever, you were never into him, girl. That was a fake relationship.
Ever. And you knew that information? Yeah, everybody knew that information. But see, that's how I knew that he was not necessarily lying. If that was my man, I'd have provided you with dates. Yeah, she did date him during X, Y, and Z. Him and I got back together, blah, 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 blah. But she couldn't hold her story because it was serious, then it wasn't. It was serious,
then
it wasn't.
Spring, summer, remember?
Spring, summer, fall.
She was like, we broke up January, February. I'm like, how you not know? Like, I would know. You would know when your husband who cheated on you, who you divorced and then redated and gave a real chance to, if you gave him a real chance, if he cheated on you again, you know when you left his ass again.
You would know when you started and when you left. This is the same woman that came on the first or second season and said, I never go back, and went back to Jamal and Sherman after they both But it was funny. I think people forget. They like to throw out Dr. Wendy. Wendy is smart. So Wendy knew exactly how to back Giselle into her own lie. I thought it was so funny when Giselle was like, Wendy, you and I talked. Wendy was like, no, we didn't. And she said something to make Giselle said, no, we didn't talk. And Wendy said, so we didn't talk? No, we didn't talk. Giselle had been doing interviews saying that her and Wendy had a full conversation. So to me, I was irritated with Andy when Andy, yes, it seemed like it fell flat, the text message, because I actually believe Robin. I don't think Robin knew in that moment. And that is unfortunate.
Talking about the cork board?
Yeah. I think
it did fall flat. Her cork board was a
that,
bit,
but
it was not a binder, but I like the attempt.
Yes.
Good effort.
But that piece of paper with the bill, to me, that shows that Giselle saying they didn't talk. Oh, y'all didn't. And then you literally doing press tours now. I watched one saying y'all did talk about it. So you lied. And then how did you talk deeply for 60 seconds? So to me, I was like, Giselle is a, like, I hate to say liar, but she's been caught in a lot of lies this season.
Yeah, she is not someone who is very forthcoming because, and I think that's why she likes to focus on everybody else's stuff. And that was always Karen's point, is that Giselle, you don't focus on yourself. You keep wanting to out everybody else's business.
Yep.
And that's an issue because we don't know nothing about you.
And what about how she didn't care? To me, you can tell a person's heart if they cared. Just in order to throw somebody under the bus, they don't care if their friend gets shot with the stray bullet. So when she sat on the chat room and said, Karen said Wendy wasn't the aesthetic of the group. So you know that's going to hurt Wendy, but you said it anyway.
Why did she say that?
So it's like, why exactly? Like,
and that makes me really sad because you can tell Wendy is on Housewives because she's always wanted to be seen for her beauty and not just her brains.
Thank you.
And she absolutely is gorgeous. And people are like, what does she want from the show? She's always wanted to be like that influencer type. And now in the day and age of influencers, she just wants someone to see her for the same thing. And I can't say that I blame her because
as smart
as you can be, as funny as you can be, I was always the thick woman. I was always very thick. Even when I was a dancer, and I was like a solid, like 100 pounds lighter and very toned and fit. I was still seen as too big for when I was dancing because I had curves. Even young, seventh and eighth grade, I was curvy. I was already a full B or C by then. So like, and a full, like, I was probably at least a 10 in the seventh grade, like, or an eight. So an eight or a 10 for a 13-year-old is curves.
Yes,
like, straight up
period.
Curves. So I couldn't wear certain outfits for the dance recitals and the competitions and things like that. So I always developed a funny personality. I always thought that if I was funny, people would keep me around. And that was something that I, when I started get into a lot of body dysmorphia and eventually developed an eating disorder and fought it for years and still do. It's like, it's weirdly reaming itself, like its ugly head back up again during the holidays and just in general. Like, it's, I get it, because it's, I have 4 jobs right now. I'm doing a podcast and a Patreon, and I'm working at school and teaching, and I'm doing curriculum writing. I'm doing so many things. I'm always trying to be impressive, always trying to do stuff. And none of it compares to when I feel, if someone could see me as beautiful, none of it, none of the memes that I made or anything, is when I had someone tell me, you need to either decide if you're going to be stay a meme account or put your face on the page. I freaked out, because I was like, no one needed, if I do this podcast and do this Instagram, no one needs to know what I look like, because I can hide behind and no one's going to criticize me and not say that I'm not the standard of beauty and gorgeous and everything. And they're going to say I'm funny and I have a personality and they'll follow me and love me. When I started putting my face and stuff on there, yes, I got more love than I expected. And yeah, there are some people who still said some terrible, terrible things. Like, I look like I can't breathe in my pictures or things like that. Like, the girls got them already. The people who comment real quick. I mean, the mixologists, I don't want to go against them. Because I think someone said it for 10, it was up for 10 seconds. And I just commented, you know, I'm quick for a read and a comment. Yes. And they were like, actually, in addition to, you could take your ass somewhere else. Like, they were ready. So, and I really appreciate it. But like, when you get those things and stuff, you do want to always be seen as the prom queen, no matter what. Look at Mean Girls. That's the whole point of the
That's
movie.
The whole.
How pretty you are, you want to be seen as the Regina George, even if you're nice. You just want to be seen sometimes as also, as for inside and outside. You want them to match. And I get that about Wendy.
I think you actually hit the nail on the head for Candace and Wendy in different ways. Because we know back in the day, it was, I mean, I think of the movie School Days, if you haven't seen it, the light skin girls versus the dark skin girls. And people would, you would see light is
School
beautiful.
Days, very good movie, a lot of singing, too much singing for me, but very good.
Your no hair's no longer than this.
No,
okay,
thank you.
Sorry, okay. So
I don't like musicals. And I don't like musicals on TV. It's weird. I have a weird complex about it.
No, me
I can't
neither.
Watch Tyler Perry plays about it either. I'm like, I can't. You sing
I want
a lot,
either
and
all
I gotta fast forward.
All singing or all talking. But with Wendy, like you said, she still wants to be seen as beautiful no matter how her accomplishments. So you don't know what she's been told about her looks, right? We don't know if she's been teased. Go over to Candace. You said you developed a funny personality. Earlier, we talked about the dozens and Joning. If you were bullied or made fun of in school and the kids laughed at you, if you were able to crack on somebody and make them feel low, make them and get everybody laughing, nobody would mess with you. Even the popular kids, hey, what's up? Because they don't want you cracking
and
on
them.
And
that's super big in this area. And in this area, I grew up doing that at my very religious Christian Bible school that I went to. My Bible teacher was joning on the actual students. Like, that was something that was very common in growing up for me as well. And Candace and I grew up in the same area for the most part. So it made sense to me. I wasn't shocked by that, but I do think Candace confuses Joning with being actually vicious, and she's actually vicious. And I just sometimes don't really, I care and then I don't. Like, there are times I'm like, oh, too much. And then there are times where I'm like, I don't know. To me, Potomac is like, they are all the best at this. Mm-hmm. And if Candace could shift it to being more shady than vicious, I think she'd be fine. And I think she thinks that she doesn't have the capacity to, but I also think she's more hurt by what people say than she gives off. So whenever someone
is
shady, she gets actually hurt inside, as if it wasn't just shady, it was like a personal attack on her. And you want to know what that tells me? She's used to being bullied, and I think it's by her mom. So it all comes back to her mom being the problem. It's a mommy issue. She can't say this stuff to her mom, so she'll say it to Ashley.
That's what I was gonna say. She's already been. Her mom can say whatever she wants. So I'll be darned if I'm gonna let
another
grown woman
in her house
say in my right. And you think I'm gonna let another grown woman say something to me?
Can we talk about how
absolutely
we
not
her have a room in Candace's house? Candace's mom has a room in her house, and this woman went on national TV and trashed her husband. So my spouse is going to be paying a mortgage for you to have a room in my house, and now I can't even go around my in-laws, because she's like,
that to me.
Tell the in-laws, I love your son. It's my mom.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry.
Like, I love him. Like, what?
And have you seen videos with her and her in-laws? Like, before all of this, like, I was watching videos one time, and she seemed like
they would hang out.
They were family. And she calls them her really family.
Like, she would be hanging out with them. Well, who else is going to hang out with? Her mom and dad don't talk to each other. She's not allowed to hang out with the brother.
And her sister's not, her and her sister seem close, but she's not always there.
Off the radar. She's like, no, girl, I don't want no parts of this.
Because her sister don't play with Dorothy. Look, her sister don't play with Dorothy.
Yeah. So I'm like, dang, I feel bad that that happened, but I think she's so triggered by people coming at her because she feels unsafe because she was unsafe in her own home. With her mom being like probably verbally like, you know, really cool to her in a lot of ways. Because if you will go on TV and trash my husband, I am afraid of what you're saying behind closed doors.
But think about this also. Just how you said that she's used to basically people not having her back. If you go back and watch and notice how she, whoever she's friends with on the show, she has their back. I think about Karen and when Ashley came after Karen, and I keep forgetting where they went, Paris. And Ashley just kept going at Karen in that truck. And none of Karen's friends spoke up. Monique actually started it by saying, somebody said, you should start a winery or something to Monique. And she's like, basically slapped the label on the bottle like Karen, ha, ha, ha. And Ashley just took off. Eventually, Candace said, Ashley, you keep like holding this over her head. If you got something to say, say it. She had Karen's back. Monique and Candace got close. Why? Because of the stuff Ashley was saying about Monique, and she had Ashley in a chokehold over Monique, and Monique and Candace split when Monique was like, I'm choosing to be friends with her again. And Candace is like, this woman that just went on national TV and said that she was drunk driving, make no mistake, I made no mistake, intimated that that's why you had a miscarriage because you were drunk driving and you're going to be friends with her again. And Monique said, grow.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
So
to be
Candace
honest,
had her back.
Yeah, spreading that is kind of terrible. And I understood why she was hurt. But Candace, again, she makes it hard for people to feel bad for her because she reveals true and real reasons for why she's hurt after she's already like torched everyone else to the ground. So it's like another residual, because I understood if Ashley did that to me. I mean, she was like, what response would you have expected? And I love that even now she's on the reunion talking about how she's still hurt by Ashley writing that statement, and all the other women see it. They understand exactly why she's still mad. They're like,
and Ashley lied though. Ashley said, I didn't think I was doing anything. Yes, you did, because last year you told Robin and Giselle, now we're even.
But even if you didn't, you did. And that's like my thing, because that's telling the children about apologies. It doesn't matter if that was your intention. It's intent versus impact always. You did it, and the person is saying, you hurt my feelings. So the apology doesn't need to be if I hurt your feelings, because I'm telling you it happened.
Exactly.
You're done. It landed.
Feelings, I said, hurt. I don't want Candace to have anyone's back anymore. I want you to go in and just handle these women and y'all handle each other. I'm of the mindset of this. Monty may not have my bar of low. I may not have Monty's bar of low. So if I decide to come for you in any way, I'm already prepared for what you might send back. And I think, like you said, it crosses over into meanness, because for me, I don't like to go there. So I take a lot. I take a lot. But if I unleash on you, Candace would probably be embarrassed about the things that I may say to somebody.
I was about to say, here's the thing. It's the same. I'm actually extending to Candace the exact same grace I extended to Monique last year. I have been in the place where things will get physical because I'm like, I need to protect myself. And I've said before, if someone did to my hair what Candace did to Monique's hair, I would have treated her like Monique did.
Like,
maybe not
way.
So much now, because I've been in intense long years of therapy, but it took intense long years of therapy, and Candace's only access to therapy is her mom right now, and a real therapist. But I honestly believe her mom is such a like a foil to the real therapist that it stunts a lot of her growth internally. But like, I'm extending the same grace to Candace. I know before therapy and even during the last couple years, if I know you actually love you and you hurt me, I will absolutely unleash something that would, I could make Candace cry. easy.
Exactly. That's what
my
I'm saying.
My tongue used to be able to cut. Because the other part of it is if when you're not the pretty and most popular girl, you get a very thick skin.
Thank
or
you.
Or you learn how to fight back. So if you are tired of being victimized, you're going to fight back. So
and that's Candace.
I'm extending the same grace to her. And I'm like, to me, Candace is nothing beyond a good therapist and a little distance from her mother. But I think she doesn't understand. This is something that a lot of people struggle with. Just because they're family doesn't mean they automatically have to have access to your life. Get your mom out of your house. Period.
I tell people.
Get out of your house.
You know how people say blood is thicker than water? And I had to tell my husband's aunt one time, blood may be thicker than water, but what happens when your blood turns on you in real life? When it poisons you, you become septic. And your own blood poisons you and you can die. So
but
you keep thinking blood
water is always
exactly. So you keep thinking blood is thicker than water. But when that blood, AKA your family, turns on you and poisons you, then what? So I don't care if you mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, you don't get to have access to my life when you make me feel a certain type of way. You do not. I don't care. May the Lord watch between me and thee. Bye.
She should honestly say to Dorothy, and I hope that they're like, are y'all on speaking terms? Dancing needs to be no for a while because your mom
needs
to know this is unacceptable.
I didn't like that.
It's unacceptable to me. If you're going to trash talk my husband and me, you're not welcome to my home.
Period.
I don't understand. Because it's making her a bitter individual and she should not be entering her adult life. She's like 30-something years old and this bitter and she's taking it out and unleashing on everybody else when the real problem is that she can't stand up to her mother and that's why she's yelling at everybody else. And I think once she addresses that, we'll have a shady version of her. I don't know if Housewives is the place that's going to happen, but I also know that this is the only time she's ever probably been exposed to how vicious she can be. And I think that's really important.
I think me watching it, I felt the same. I will say this. I think all the ladies are beautiful, but I'm going to tell you right now, I used to tell Corey, I thank God that there was a point that I got a conscience. Because if not, every last one of them could have got it at one point or another, which is why I told Corey, I couldn't be on the show because I don't even like when people joke about me. So I already know shade would be Candace level.
We
couldn't be on the show.
No,
me and you join forces, we would tear that show up.
No. I think Karen and Giselle are the two most built for Housewives people I've ever seen. They're built for this. They have been doing this their whole lives and with each other. And it's kind of great.
Yes.
And that's what I want, one of the things I really like about it. But, you know, Potomac, reunions are weird because you don't have really much to talk about because you're really just recapping things you've already all recapped. But I'm glad that we were able to kind of like get some clarity and get some things off our chest. And I did it without talking about Nicki Minaj. So, I mean, if you are interested in watching her, go ahead. If not, I understand.
Don't.
Trust me. I mean, I never cared for her that much one way or the other. So I really wasn't shocked that she made a poor life choice in a marriage. And not shocked that people don't like it. Like, that doesn't really bother me.
Because that's even with her brother, it's like she wrote the letter to the court on his behalf. So it's like, that's Nicki. I want to ask you this. And then I know we have to move on to Salt Lake, but even all these shows, you see Candace, you see a Ashley, you see a Giselle, you see a Karen. I don't really know about Mia because she's new, right? But you see these women. And I watched how Candace, like Ashley and Candace weren't necessarily yelling, right? But it was your forehead is bigger than mine. Ashley was like, girl, your forehead's the same size. But I almost felt a different kind of energy that wasn't so toxic, like on the show to me. Did you? Me too. That's what I
think. They can get there.
I think they made up.
Ashley, like, kind of like tucks her tail a little bit and realizes what she did really did hurt Candace, and that it wasn't like it was beyond being messy. You took it to another level, and you basically chose a definitive side against something that physically impacted this person. And I can't stress this enough on national TV when you are like attacked that way on national TV. As much as I understand of extended grace to Monique, I've never had to do anything on national TV, and I can't imagine the embarrassment and the shame and the scariness, the scary like feeling that must have felt. So when your friends don't back up behind you, that has to be like, even if you're not friends, it's like, I am so embarrassed. This really happened to me, and you're still standing like double down on the other side. It's I can see why that would be tough. And if Ashley was just like, okay, I didn't think it was going to bother you that much because I knew, right, we were friends, but now seeing that it does, I'm sorry. And
that's it.
We'll talk about it next time or something like that. Like, I just think that that would have made such a difference, but I think that their level of fighting is still so petty, and that's good. I think that we're in a good place.
I will say things are so difficult for Black girls and Black women, because I heard Candace in an interview say the first thought that crossed my mind was, I have to hold on to my wig because I cannot let basically white America see me in these wig braids because I'll be a meme forever. And that's something that we would think about.
I mean, it's why Wendy couldn't do anything when Mia was in her face. Because Wendy was like, I just gave Monique every inch in my whole speech last year about how you can't get bucked. You got to stay calm. And that's what happens. You got to stay calm sometimes. Yeah. You have to worry about how people will see you. And that's not something that a lot of people either have to worry about or do worry about if they have to. Because, I mean, Ramona has been naked since the moment she's gotten on TV. So,
you know what?
Anyway,
Let's
take a quick break and we'll get back with Salt Lake City. All right. We are back and it is time for Salt Lake City. We're discussing Once the Feds Come. And I have to say, for our own mental health, we're going to address the biggest part first, and we're going to do it in a way that is not going to rile either of us up, because we have to go home and go to bed with these feelings. And I'm going to just say a blanket statement and then allow my guest to say whatever she likes to on top of it. It was absolutely heartbreaking and gut-wrenching to watch Jennifer's family be escorted out of their house through a Ring camera footage with their hands up and big, very big guns in their face. And the reason why I feel very comfortable and fine saying that is because I've listened to a lot of people's podcasts and everyone has said the same thing. So I know if they're feeling uncomfortable, it's also my podcast, I can say whatever I want, but I feel very comfortable saying that was really hard to watch, because that is most, if not all, people of color, especially Black people's worst nightmare, is that 100. Exact thing, that exact moment. I mean, you're talking about like a Breonna Taylor type, like that is literally the fear, is that you're at my house, you are guns blazing, I am not, and something could happen to me. And that is, I think, what did I say on Instagram? All I could say at that point was, fuck Jen. That's it.
All the way.
I don't even want to hear you say it was tough to even like have your kids watch it or to watch that about your kids, because you put them in this situation. And quite frankly, I think Sharif is clear and not in any charges, because his ass realized really early on, like, oh no, this isn't working for me. And I'm happy for him. Now it's making sense. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I will not judge this man now for not being there when this woman's father died, because as much as that is that's what he's supposed to do as a spouse, we don't know what he knew. I'm sorry. We don't know what he was uncomfortable with in his spirit, what he didn't know. We don't know what it was. All we know is if you're married, you don't have to testify against the mother of your children. If you're not married, you likely will. And he is like, I don't know shit. And if the FBI didn't indict him or have him in any type of location, he is not involved. So to me, I feel strongly, just intuition is telling me that man didn't want that to happen to his children or himself. And that makes sense to me. Go ahead, please.
I believe that we know that Jen is capable of anything. Because I want to go back to that statement that she said all last season, that Sharif wasn't there for her dad's funeral. And she made it seem as if he wasn't there. Then at the reunion, he said, I was there every day talking to your dad. And the day he died in the hospital, I wasn't there. And she thought he was holding on for me the days that I was talking to him. So if I had been there that day, he wouldn't have died. And the doctors told her it wasn't scientifically possible. And she said, I know, you're right. I was just so hurt. So he, in fact, was there. So this woman perpetuated that all season that this man was not there to support her when her dad died, when in fact he showed up every day at the hospital. And the one day he didn't show up, he died, and you felt like his voice could have saved him. To me, that is some, for you to hang your husband out to dry like that on TV, because of course we all heard that and was like, but that's her husband. So for you to lie and say, and you, when you watch Jen's words, what she said, he wasn't there when my dad died. She's right. He wasn't there the day he died, but you didn't say anything else. Exactly. So you let us think that this man just left you high and dry. That camera footage, thank God for Monty.
Protect yourself.
I was not at home.
Protect yourself. Don't get yourself there, because she's a mother of a black child.
Yes.
Son, or three black children, but a son roughly around one of Jen's son's ages.
Yes.
And I don't want to put his business out there where he goes to school and everything, but I understand why this would be a real person. Please protect yourself. I want you to say your piece, but you got to deal with this after we hang up. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to be calm, because your son is home for the holidays. Look, and I don't want you to lock him in a room and be like, you can't go back.
You can't go nowhere. Right. And not only that,
does that to me.
So. My daughters had planned the surprise to fly him home for me. And Monty knew about the surprise because her and my daughter are friends, and I'm friends with Monty's mama. So there we go. So, so Monty, I got a voice note from Monty. And when I tell you, it's something to have somebody that looks like you look out for you. And even if they don't, even if they're white, Spanish, whatever.
Right. Because I did have a lot of lovely followers DMing me and being
me
like,
too.
I am sorry. I too. Hope that didn't look like that. They're like, girl, that triggered me.
Me too.
Like, there were plenty of non-black people yes. who were like, that was tough for me to watch. And a lot yeah. of them were like, I wish they didn't include it. We'll yes. get to that in a second, because I want you to say your piece, because some okay. people are like, I wish they had it. And to me, I'm like, the only reason I'm okay that they did is because people don't know what that fear looks yep. like, or what it actually looks like, what we're talking about, unless they choose to, or somebody's already, it is already a tragedy.
It's but paralyzing.
Right there, knowing they were innocent, knowing yes. that this is all Jen's fault, because we all know that as an audience,
yes.
and seeing them get treated differently
than the white women on the bus.
And even coming to Jen and picking her up, they were not guns blazing when they arrested her from the side of the road, but just to the house. And I get it. They're like, oh, it's because when they went to Stu's house, there were guns and things there. But if you're executing a search warrant, it's just like, it's extra. It was just hard to watch. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I'm like, y'all should see that is because most people don't, I don't think, always believe the impact. So if you're like shuddering about a housewife thing, just keep that in mind.
And I will say this, we saw pictures of Stu leaving his house when his house was raided. We did not see his family marched out. During a raid, if the police come and knock on the door and you're at a party or whatever, there could be guns and they say this is a raid, they don't walk you out. They make everybody not move in the place they're in. So for them to have them walk out, I always go back to this. How many officers have said, he moved, I thought he had a gun? Imagine if one of those young men had sneezed and his body jerked.
Yeah, they had their hands all the way up in the air. And I right. just honestly felt so bad for them.
Me too.
They were probably
that could
so
have gone
sick.
Left.
I don't think, I mean, I hope to God, I mean, Jen's been lying, saying that the feds is the ones who called her, the detective called her to see if she was okay. You don't answer a detective's call, hey, baby. So
she said they called from Sharif's phone. She said they called from Sharif's phone.
Why? But my thing is also in the federal government.
Exactly.
Homeland Security, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Financial District of New York, the largest like court system for financial crimes in America.
They don't have cell phones.
Don't have phones?
Nope.
Okay.
No. I felt like Jen on social media saying she was disgusted that Bravo would show the footage. So I would pose the question.
We're disgusted that you let it happen.
Thank you. Because the footage belonged to you. It was not Bravo's footage.
Right.
It was your footage.
Someone had to sign it over.
Boom. You did. So the fact that you went on TV last season talking about my black sons, my black husband, my black this, and now look at what you put them through. to watch that, it was so chilling. And again, I keep going because I've had friends that had guns, were driving, and they get pulled over, black men, and then they look up and guns are pointed at the car. And my thought was, again, what if they sneeze? What if their child was in the back seat? And they said, hold on, baby, don't. And they looked like they were going to move. So that raid could have went so left for those young men.
I mean, and again, talk about did they how she vilified Mary for the 7-Eleven comment last year. Like, you put my sons in jeopardy, you put targets on their back. Honey, you crimes legitimately put a target
put
on their
head on a platter.
They had full on automatic weapons drawn against your teenage sons and your nephew who left his situation to get
that was like
for
that
himself, and now he's being pulled out by the feds.
Now this
because
the
I feel so bad for this baby. I really want to give them all a hug. Look, I'm mad.
Her son
playing
is
video
years
games
old.
On a Saturday morning, and now here they go coming
her
out the
oldest.
House.
We know how the world sees people sometimes. It had nothing to do with him. But what is infinite in TV history? What's going to be played over and over again? What can a potential job look up when they Google his name? Or the hiring director watches Housewives?
She ruined his whole family.
That's what I'm saying.
Life.
It's like
I'm so
it
mad
extends,
at her.
It extends so much further. They already have
the
to deal with so much.
The entire family's life is ruined yeah. now. And I hate it for all of them because this, it's so annoying. But yeah. I just wanted to get that out of the way first. And now the fun stuff.
Yes.
I'm really happy it came knocking down doors for Jen. When I saw the whole team of them and Heather comes out the truck going, hey, what's going on?
Said, not
what
in my community. We don't do that. No, absolutely not.
They were like, what is HSI? They're like, Homeland Security. And Heather still was like, oh, why are they here though? Like,
what's going
the
on?
The fact that they were so confused. And then it made me laugh because even Jen is mad now that Lisa flipped so quick. Hell yeah, she flipped. I'm going to flip too.
Can I tell you something?
She called Jen and Lisa was like, I would not do that.
Do
and
that.
I said,
she was trying to warn her.
That's it.
She was trying
That's
to warn her.
One.
Let me tell you something. All this ride or die. Why I got to die though, Craig? Like,
right, what is Heather trying to gain? Like, what are you trying to prison? Like, you want to go to prison with her?
Right. Like,
I don't understand what your gain is here. You're not a Lisa Rinna. Like, this isn't like, or when she comes out of this, I don't know what you were expecting, but A, Jen's not coming out of this. B, why do you want to be associated with this? Like, you're going to be on the show regardless. I don't know.
It was. The feds, New York police, and the SWAT team. And you say you hope it's a paperwork issue. But when it comes to what? Rumors.
What paperwork? What paperwork?
I hope it's a paperwork issue and it gets cleared up.
Salt Lake City.
And fist bump with the
paperwork.
Bus driver. Thank you.
People are saying, you know, or I think Whitney, you talk about Whitney. Whitney provided that her headquarters is in New York. I'm like, okay, so Meredith might have hired a private investigator, and I think the person she hired is Whitney. Because Whitney knew everything.
Well,
Whitney
you know,
like, her headquarters in New York, and you can only take out $35,000 before you have the best. And you know, the taxes are there. And you know what else? Yeah, you can only borrow this much before you have to give it back to them. I'm like, are
her
you?
Husband worked for okay. an MLM company that was sued.
Still does.
Still does. And that, and the company before, I don't know if it's, is it the same one? He was
No, because they started their own. Whitney has her own MLM now.
Okay. So that face stuff?
Yeah. Iris and Beau.
Iris and Beau, yes.
Is that it? Why did I know that?
Okay. I liked the names when I heard it. I said, oh, they sound like mommy blogger names of their kids. Her husband was in a suit because he worked. So I'm like, oh, yeah, of course Whitney knows because her husband was in
That's
a suit. You know, and they're in Utah, the capital of MLMs. So of
Girl,
course Lula they Rose. Know.
I saw it. I watched. That was riveting.
Let me tell
season
you.
Season 2.
Season 2, Salt Lake City, the MLM schemes, the housewives.
But Whitney just knew so
She knew
much,
so much.
So funny. And Heather knew so nothing.
Little.
So she was like, I mean, I've watched CSI. I'm like, girl.
And what's the other one? Ozark?
CSI.
Ozark.
Yeah. I'm like, honey, this is nuts. Like, Lisa called all six of her lawyers to make sure she was not going to be in any kind of trouble.
Shaking.
She did Sutton totally to another level. I'm like, to be honest, I'm like, does Lisa have something to worry about?
Like, right. Well, so let's say this. You know, Vita Tequila. It's great and all. And she's always promoting it. But according to my source that called Total Wines, called all of them in her area, every employee told her that she talked to the store. It's a ghost product. They don't have it on the shelf.
They don't, because I know people who have been trying to look for ages.
But you still talk about the Vita Tequila.
And I hope Andy asked her the same question he asked Wendy. Like, wouldn't it make sense to have it available by the time the show airs?
Right.
But I got fresh, my bottle and fresh I'm holding wolf on to it because I can't get it again.
Look, Fresh Wolf is available though? Okay.
I was like, what? Do you just keep it for your own events? You don't hire, like, you don't have to buy wine or buy tequila. Low key, that's smart. That's exactly what Tiffany Moon was doing. Her husband was like, we want to do our own wine label so we don't have to buy it.
Yes.
It's very smart.
But Lisa wants.
Know that's what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, that's clearly. So I just, it was funny, but I'm watching the grace that they are giving Jen. And Mary is already guilty in their eyes over what? Family members.
Let's be honest. Only Heather is really giving her the grace. I mean, Lisa said she felt bad for her kids instantly.
That's true.
And Whitney was like, I knew she was shady.
That's true. But they're sitting her down. They're sitting, they're going to sit Mary down and ask questions. I'm going to be interested to see if they're going to sit Jen down and ask her questions as well.
The only thing I can think of why is because before they knew Jen was a criminal, they didn't know that this was going to be a storyline.
Right.
They needed some kind of expose. And Mary was an easy fix because there's a lot of skeletons in that closet. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot going on over there. There's a lot of things that she's either responsible for or not responsible for. I don't think she's really cognizant of what's happening. But, like, they needed something before this, and Caterer Gate wasn't going to stick. So
right.
They needed something to do. So they're still following through on Mary, but Jen was like thrown in their lap. They're like, huh?
This is why Mary needs a friend, because I would have been in there like, so you asking her questions about running a call?
Well, Meredith is still a friend. Because Meredith is in the bathtub breaking Mary down. She's like, here's what's going on. And Meredith is so proud of herself for something she has absolutely nothing to do with.
And people think that she does. That's the funny part.
How ready she is to take credit for like a national investigation that's been going on for like what, a decade.
It's like she's playing the game, the TV show. I don't know, Andy. Last night she finally say she didn't. He asked her and she said no. People really think that she had something to do with it.
I said, come from my family.
Come from my
family. You're not getting the FBI because somebody called your son a homophobic slur. Indirectly, right, through a tweet that she liked. Like, there's no, you're not going to get the FBI to come and take down her own family and everything else. No, that's not possible.
Right.
You
so for people kind of to power. Just, but it's almost like, again, people want to feel like the audience wants to feel. It can't just be, oh, they were investigating her. We always want to put a name to something.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in this. You're in that.
This is Housewives. And we're not used to Housewives being actual, like, stone cold
criminals.
We're used to someone throwing somebody under the bus. LVP sold the story to Radar Online.
Yes.
Who gave it to her? It's Teddy. It's DeRee. Who did it? Somebody else did it. It's in the camp. And you can think I would give a story to Radar Online. We're used to someone actually selling out somebody.
Right.
But, like, in the realm that makes sense, like to a tabloid that nobody reads. Like, we're not used to you turning someone in to send them to prison for 40 years.
Calling in an arraignment.
Like, Stu, who's already flipped, like, I wish we could do a real-time update. Stu, who we literally just watched buy gifts with Jen with people's money or someone allegedly a few weeks ago, has already like entered a guilty plea or entering a guilty plea. He has confirmed, like, he changed his plea to guilty to a bunch of stuff. He's facing 40 years.
Listen.
And it looks like that is the generous like offer. So probably in exchange for him turning on
the evidence. But now I hear whispers of her possibly pleading guilty now all of a sudden.
Oh, please God, give me that. I will be in that courtroom. I will fly to Salt Lake City myself.
I'm coming with you, and then we can go get I was gonna say maybe get a hydrofacial from Beauty Lab.
No, thank you.
I was gonna say. We'll go to the parking lot,
but like
And see the infamous spot.
There's just a lot that happens when people come out of there that I'm not quite sure I am on board with yet.
Well, I haven't seen any of us come out of there. Me too. I need more.
Melanin
is different.
I need to look at the Yelps or something, because even Heather alone, I'm like, we could
goodbye.
Do so much here. Like, there's so much potential.
It is.
Mom. But yeah, and I just love that Mary was like, oh no, Meredith was giving, I haven't checked my phone. Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
Damn well, no. She wanted to basically be like, I know nothing because I'm not involved. And to me, it's like, you're really naive and a little like delusional to think people would jump to thinking you were involved getting her arrested. That really gives yourself a lot of power, but Meredith would think that about herself.
Which is why,
you know what,
she's
more power
playing,
to you, girl.
She's playing into the, I don't know. You know, it's like, y'all, come on. She did not. Like,
no way. But she's like, I haven't checked my phone. No way. Wow, that happened. Well, we have this beautiful house and I'm in a bathtub and let's have fun. Come on by, guys. It's so beautiful here. And you're coming in and she is not a good hostess because she's still in a damn bath.
She should have food. Guess.
Where are the snacks? Where is the charcuterie?
Do you know, Watch What Happens Live? I have to hold my mic for this because I think I started shaking. She said, Andy brought up her in baths. She loves baths and washes her hair in a bathtub. Do you shout? Do you stand up and shower? Because if not, okay.
Well, she has all those suds, remember? It took like me to say so if she was just sudsing it up.
I just feel so awkward
for Mary just standing there washing like a bath, but like, I can't leave this story without all the details, but damn,
right.
Can you put on a robe?
Can you put something? Because I can see through that
towel?
Bubble. Right, like, your bubbles are fading fast.
I didn't need Stephanie
to said that she was enticing. She was that she's attracted to Mary.
I just need baths to be retired from Housewives. There's no more baths. It just doesn't do what people think it's supposed to do.
I immediately thought of Tamara
it
and Eddie.
It doesn't. Mm. And I immediately thought of Tamara and Eddie and then Karen and Ryan.
Like,
no, ma'am. It just doesn't work the way you think
it
does.
It's not as sexy as you
translate.
Think it is. Yeah.
Right. No more baths on Housewives, but Salt Lake City was magical. That long ride of them crying and reading articles. And when Whitney finally found it, she was like, I just got chills. I was like, I had chills. What happened?
It was and when she couldn't get it out, when she couldn't get it out, I was like, oh my gosh.
It was
insane.
So crazy. And I was like, this is probably, I agreed. It was probably one of the top five best episodes in a long time.
Good.
But I mean, how often do we get a full SWAT to arrest a housewife on the side of the road in the snow because she tried to flee with a bag? And they asked, did she have a bag? I was like, oh my God.
My gosh, did she? Right.
We're really in this.
We are all, we're invested.
I know. It was so nuts. But I'm so excited that this happened
me too.
For everyone but Jen's sons and
me
her
too.
Family. I hope that they are, I'm glad they are scotch-free out of this. And I hope she just keep delivering the delusion, girl, because it's only going to, you know, go down. Because
we're stopping it up. Yep.
Well, we're stopping it up. And, you know, Housewives, it's on the up and up. And I want everyone to have a wonderful and a happy holiday and Thanksgiving and break and all of that if you're celebrating. If not, just take the day and just relax and be thankful for yourself and all that you do.
Happy holidays.
Taria, where can people find you, locate you, love you, talk to you, all those things?
First, I have to thank Moni because I absolutely love coming on Mixing with Moni because she gives the best perspective. So now when I go record, I have to go record about Potomac. I have to attribute probably most of my thoughts, 50% of them to Moni. By the way, I was just talking to Moni. But you guys can find me on WeGo Podcast, WEIGO Podcast on Instagram, TSFAISON on Twitter, and Patreon.com/WeGoPodcast. And if you're like, girl, that's too much of a commitment, you can buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/WEIGO. Thank you, Moni. As always, this is fun. I've already told Moni she's coming on my Patreon and my regular again. So y'all will hear her after the holiday, not days, because I'm not waiting till after Christmas. Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on and thank y'all for listening. There is merch in time for the holidays. Treat yourself to something. I have some new merch coming out. There's sales galore because of the holidays. So please head on over to T Public and the links are everywhere that you are reading this, listening to this, whatever. Also, please take care of yourselves. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay distant. But please be social because that is fun and that's how we mix it up. As always, Take care of yourselves and one another. Get through these holidays. Thank you for listening. And if you want to listen and talk about Ultimate Girlship on the Patreon, patreon.com/MissingWithMoni. Otherwise, take care of yourselves and have a happy holiday, people. Bye.
Bye.